Playhouse.
Good morning.
Y94.
Rude, that is magic. Fargo Moorhead's favorite morning show, The Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Now, right now, it is 63 degrees here in Fargo as the day goes on. Going to be foggy, cloudy, a little bit wet, thunderstorms possible. High of 65 to 70 as the day progresses here in the Red River Valley. Zero and Rat in the Playhouse today with our special guest host, friend, person of the day, Mandy, who...
You almost lose your, like, breathing when you talk like that.
Special guest host, person, friend of the day. Mandy, we're going to introduce you here to Craigslist Miss Connections. It's going to be real fun. Now, let's say hypothetically, back in your single girl days,
yeah,
you were out at, I don't know, where somewhere you go.
Let's go to the mall.
You're out at West Acres.
Yes.
And you see somebody looking at the calendar kiosk. Yes. And you're like, who are you buying that for? Who is that Christmas gift for? I'm fast forwarded like 3 months into the future. Well, maybe it's for their mom and they're available. So what you do is you go home and you're like, I saw you at the calendar kiosk. I hope that kitten calendar could be for me. Pussycat.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm
that's ad-libbing. A good way to do it, though. I mean, that's a nice way to say it.
So basically, you see somebody in public, you're too scared to talk to them, you write about them on Craigslist Miss Connections. Here's the problem. Not everybody checks out Craigslist Miss Connections,
yeah,
75 times a week like we do. That's why we print some off and share them on the Y94 airwaves. Rat is there one you like today?
You know, I think I'm going to start out with Forever 21, Man for Woman, Fargo. You were outside Forever 21 at West Acres tonight, slowly, sensually strolling along in a little floral print top, blue jeans, and pink stiletto ankle boots. And I am super weak for a girl that wears those shoes in public. I couldn't see whether you were wearing a ring because you were running your hand through your long black hair. I was in jeans and a charcoal t-shirt and baseball cap walking with my nephew. I'd like to know whether you're single, and if you are, how? Why?
That's so cute. Well, I don't know if it's cute or weird, or I don't even know how to feel about that one.
I think what creeps me out about this person straight out of the gate, and you tell me, Mandy, if I'm wrong,
sure.
It concerns me that he's so excited about her footwear. For me, that screams foot fetish.
Exactly.
And not the type of guy that maybe you want to go chasing after.
Well, you never know. What if she's got a foot fetish, too?
Maybe. I like it when people check out my boots. Now that you kind of understand Miss Connections, do you have one you like there?
Yes. This one's a sexy mailman in South Fargo. You are a younger looking fellow, and I saw you petting two little puppies who had one frisbee between the two of them. You were laughing, and you had the most beautiful smile I've ever seen. I walked past you. When I turned to look back, I could tell you were looking at my butt. Send me a message if you liked what you saw.
Oh. Have you ever had that where you turned around and you're like, oh, and you were just checking out my rear end?
Yeah, because I feel like for, like, you're a top or you're a bottom kind of a person. For girls, it's like you're a bottom kind of a person because there's nothing. Anyway, moving forward, I noticed my eyesight going in that direction, and I'm a married woman. So it's a natural, like, place to put your eyesight. So it could have been something like that, or it could really have been checking somebody out.
Are you one of those people that, I already know the answer to this question, are you one of those people that often is told that what they probably meant to say and what they mean by the statements that are coming out of their mouth,
oh no,
and what they actually probably said don't always line up entirely?
Yes, yeah. Sometimes that happens.
That is something I've always kind of felt about you.
I'm a person that is misconnected all the time.
Just in a different way.
Yes.
Let me grab here. I'll do cute redhead on bike, man for woman in Moorhead. Hello? Hello, is what I said to you, but I don't think you heard me. You are so cute, I would really like to get to know you and find out if you are nice. I was in dark blue shorts and a light blue shirt, kind of by Pizza Patrol. Reply to me if you remember and would like to talk to me. Now here, I'm a little here's what I don't understand. Is the cute redhead the person that drove by and he was shouting at, or does he think he's the cute redhead? Probably she was the cute redhead.
Yeah, probably.
I got completely distracted the moment you said Pizza Patrol.
Oh, no. Are you hungry, Rat?
Yeah, now.
Hungry for some breakfast or pizza?
I'm riding a misconnection near Pizza Patrol. It's probably about the pizza. I was hungry and I forgot to call 241-9000. bring me pizza. Right, you want to do another?
I got to go with Shot Girl at Box, Man for Woman, 22, Fargo. I made Wookiee noises, and you looked at me like I was insane. I don't usually go out, as I don't typically have the extra income to spend drinking, but you seemed like a pretty cool person. I don't expect anything of this, but damn, you're pretty.
Damn.
Huh. Oh, my goodness.
Special guest host person friend of the day, Mandy, what do you feel about the pickup line of... I know, I can't do it.
You know what? For some reason, nope, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I was trying to give that person some... Nope, I can't do it. If you growl at me, you would...
I'm ashamed of the people that think that waitresses and shot girls and bartenders are interested. Are you trying to Wookiee over there?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm sorry.
I feel like if, oh my God, the shot girl was nice to me and look how skanky she was dressed. She's doing that for job, for work, not for you.
I feel like also making Wookiee noises at a woman can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Because is that a comment on their hairiness?
Oh no, you're right.
I can see the pit hair.
Maybe he's just trying to find out if she really likes Star Wars, which he probably does, and then it would be a match made in heaven.
Why don't we do just one more, and Mandy, special guest host person friend of the day, you get dibs, whatever one you want to wrap it up with.
Morehead Kmart, hanging flower pot a few weeks ago. I was in the Kmart in Morehead, and you came into the aisle looking for a hanging flower pot. I was also looking for the same thing, and we talked and had a couple laughs about what problems we were having finding them. You seemed very easy to talk to and very sweet. Did you ever find your flower pot?
Aww.
Now love. That one just seems a little bit more genuine, you know?
Well, I always thought that love should be made or found, I should say, in the flower pot aisle at the store.
Yeah.
Probably not made. That's a whole different kind of thing. This has been Craigslist Misconnection.
Yay!
And a couple of minutes, we got a woman that has a little bit of a parenting issue for the parents of the Playhouse family. Next on the show.
Playhouse in the morning.
One of you is probably going to crack. But hey, good luck.
Why is that funny?
Y94.